From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Job Corps gives young people between the ages of 16 and 24 a second chance at a diploma and a trade. That sounds great, right? But new research questions whether Job Corps really works. Last year, the U.S. Labor Department, which oversees the program, released an analysis showing only that older participants made slight job gains. Job Corps was created by President Lyndon Johnson in 1964. But despite America still being a powerhouse economy, millions of young people are unemployed. The Job Corps' newest national director says she plans to help change that. Esther Johnson is the first African-American woman to head the group. She took the job in March 2006. And earlier, she spoke with NPR's Tony Cox and discussed what she sees as key factors in revamping the program.
Challenges are huge. We really understand about these 4.2 million young people who are not working and not in school. And we have gone out with a major national marketing campaign to try to attract and to get more of these young people interested in attending the Job Corps program. We are partnering with such organizations as the Foster Care Systems. We have regional components that have outreach and admissions staff that are trying to market Job Corps to these young people. We're working with the public school systems to try to get them to send us young people who potentially are about to drop out of high school or to give us names of young people who have already dropped out of high school so that we can take those young people into the Job Corps program.
What seems to be working best so far?
It's a very innovative program that we started back in September of 2006 called STARS. And it stands for Speakers, Tutors, Achievement, Retention, and Success. What we're doing is we're deploying to 13 pilot Job Corps centers motivational speakers to talk to the Job Corps students about what it takes to be successful. We're also sending additional mentors and tutors to the Job Corps centers so that they can work with these young people one-on-one to increase their reading and mathematical skills, as well as to give them advice and guidance on issues that these young people may have. We all know that the longer a young person stays in an educational program, the more he or she learns and the more they will earn. So our goal is to keep our young people in Job Corps longer than the 11 months that a graduate normally stays in the Job Corps program.
Are we talking about primarily vocational kinds of careers for the young people who go through the Job Corps?
No, we're not. A lot of them are the career technical kinds of careers, but we have young people who go into the nursing program and end up with LPNs or RN licenses. So they go on from becoming certified assistants in Job Corps, and they go to the next level and the next level. And they do that by taking community college classes through partnerships that we have arranged with our community colleges. We have young people that have left the Job Corps program, and they're now educators. They are business owners. George Foreman is probably our best-known Job Corps graduate. Mm. Yes, he attended Job Corps and graduated from Job Corps and was in Job Corps where he learned to box. And then he decided that, well, I can be the heavyweight champion of the world. And, of course, he did just that. Now he's multimillionaire.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned George Foreman, and that's interesting from this standpoint. I know that you are aware that in higher education at the college level, there is a scarcity of African-American males. Their numbers have not been increasing. Their numbers have been decreasing across the country. What is your experience with African-American young men in your program? Are their numbers going up, going down? And what is it that you are doing to attract them to the program?
Our numbers are actually going up because 50% of our young people in Job Corps are black, and the majority of those are young men. We have the hardest time attracting young women to the Job Corps program, and we have major advertisement and marketing campaigns to get more young women to come into the Job Corps program. But young black men, we have more of them than any other group in the Job Corps program.
Really? What is the problem, do you think, with women not coming into the program?
I think it's a matter of, number one, some of our young women have children in that age group, and they don't think that they have the support for their children. At some of our Job Corps centers, we have daycare centers to help them out there.
You have also rejected the notion, as I understand it, that the Job Corps is a, quote, program for at-risk youth, as it is so often described. Why do you reject that notion?
I reject that for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a very negative term. No young person wants to be referred to as at-risk. All of us are at-risk for something, so that's just generic to me. They are at promise. These young people have so much promise. All you have to do is visit a Job Corps center and just talk to these young people. Listen to them about their struggles, about their dreams, their hopes, and where they want to be 2 years from now, 5 years from now. We have many educators who got their start in Job Corps. So there's nothing at risk about this group of young people. What they need, someone to give them the chance. They need the opportunities. They need the educational and training programs. And some of our young people that have finished high school, you ask them, why did you come into Job Corps? They said, because Job Corps can give me educational opportunities beyond high school, and I can't afford to pay for education beyond high school, so Job Corps is the answer for me.
You are the first African-American woman to head the Job Corps in the program's now 42-year history. What will you bring to the group that perhaps has not been brought by any other leader?
I'm an educator, so I know what it takes to educate young people. I know about the innovative educational strategies that we need to formulate and bring to the Job Corps program. I know that we need to treat our Job Corps as more of a model high school as opposed to just a training program to give someone a VOC or career technical certification. So we have to infuse our program with more of the academics, because everyone knows that in the 21st century, we're going to have high-skilled jobs, and you're going to need more than a GED or a high school diploma in order to be successful in the 21st century economy.
Esther Johnson, thank you very much, and good luck.
Tony, thank you very much for having me.
That was Esther Johnson, National Director of Job Corps, speaking with NPR's Tony Cox.